Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of Usagre, the brisk battle fought on 25th May 1811 in the Peninsular War, where a powerful force of French dragoons was overwhelmed by the British 3rd Dragoon Guards and 4th Dragoons with their Spanish and Portuguese allies. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the site for the Battle of Usagre, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@britishbattles.com. The Battle of Usagre was fought in southwestern Spain, 50 miles southeast of the city of Badajoz. The combatants were British, Spanish, and Portuguese cavalry against French cavalry. The British, Spanish, and Portuguese cavalry were commanded by Major General Lumley. The French cavalry was commanded by General Latour Maubourg. General Lumley's force numbered 2,200 men, of whom half were British. General Latour Maubourg commanded a cavalry force of 3,000 men, comprising the dragoon brigades of Brigadier General Bron and Brigadier General Bouvier, and the light cavalry brigade of Brigadier General Briche. In May 1811, Marshal Soult advanced from Andalusia in the south of Spain to relieve the French garrison in the important Spanish border city of Badajoz, under siege by Marshal Beresford's army of British, Spanish, and Portuguese troops. The attempt ended with Soult's defeat by Beresford's army at the Battle of Albuera on 16th May 1811. Following the Battle of Albuera, Marshal Soult retreated to the southeast, conveying the substantial number of casualties his army had suffered in the battle, while Beresford resumed the siege of Badajoz. Soult fell back through the towns of Almendrajo, Villafranca, Usagre to Clarena, followed up by Beresford's troops. On 25th May 1811, Soult ordered General Latour Maubourg to turn back and attack the forces following the French army, assess their strength, and see if it was possible to make another effort to relieve Badajoz. Latour Maubourg's force comprised 10 regiments of cavalry and a battery of field artillery, some 3,000 men. The French marched northwest up the Badajoz road for 4 miles, encountering Spanish cavalry at Villa Garcia and pursuing them back to the town of Usagre. Beyond Usagre lay the British and Portuguese cavalry division, now commanded by Major General Lumley in place of General Long. Lumley's division comprised the British 3rd Dragoon Guards, 4th Dragoons, 13th Light Dragoons, the Portuguese 1st and 7th Cavalry Regiments, and some weak Spanish regiments, in all 2,200 men, half of them British. Also with the division was Lefebure's troop of horse artillery. The town of Usagre lies on the southeastern side of the Usagre River, which runs through a steep-sided gorge. At the northern end of the town of Usagre, the Usagre River is approached by a narrow street and crossed by a bridge. The road on the northern side of the Usagre River goes into a narrow gorge in the hills that overlook the river and the town. General Lumley, well informed as to the features of the area, identified crossing places above and below the town of Usagre, revealed by dips in the steep river banks leading to fords. Relying on these observations, General Lumley deployed his troops to meet the advancing French cavalry of Latour Maubourg. The British 13th Light Dragoons crossed the river by the ford upstream of Usagre, and Otway's Portuguese regiments crossed by the ford downstream of the town. On the southern side of the town of Usagre, these two detachments formed line with the Spanish, already positioned to face the advancing French. The French cavalry coming up, Latour Maubourg deployed his columns into line and brought up his battery, which opened fire from the high ground to the southeast of Usagre. The line of 13th Light Dragoons, Spanish and Otway's Portuguese cavalry, fell back before the advancing French. The Spanish passed through the centre of Usagre and crossed over the bridge to the north bank, while the 13th Light Dragoons and Otway's Portuguese cavalry recrossed by the two fords they had previously used and took up positions on the high ground immediately behind the two fords. General Lumley's two heavy cavalry regiments, the 3rd Dragoon Guards and 4th Dragoons, were positioned behind the hill crest overlooking the river bridge. The fire of the French guns was met by a return fire from Lefebvre's horse artillery troop, which held its own in spite of having fewer and smaller guns. While the guns exchanged shots, Latour Maubourg dispatched General Briche with his 3 regiments of light cavalry to march along the river, cross to the far bank by the downstream ford, and attack the British positions on the far side of the bridge in the flank. Briche marched the mile or so to the downstream ford to find Otway's Portuguese cavalry in position at the top of the steep incline on the far bank, overlooking the ford. Reluctant to attempt an assault across the river in such circumstances, Briche continued his march along the river bank, seeking an undefended crossing point, thereby missing the battle. After waiting in excess of an hour and not hearing from Briche, Latour Maubourg assumed that Briche was safely across the river and about to deliver his flanking assault on the British regiments on the far side of the bridge. Latour Maubourg ordered the commander of his leading cavalry brigade, General Bron, to cross the bridge and attack. General Bron led his 3 regiments of dragoons through the town of Usagre at a spanking pace and crossed the bridge, the French 4th Dragoons leading. On the north side of the Usagre River, the 4th Dragoons deployed into line and continued their advance, the 2nd Dragoons coming up behind, still in column. The British 3rd Dragoon Guards attacked the right flank of the French brigade, while the British 4th Dragoons attacked the left flank, both regiments charging over the crest of the ridge and downhill against the unprepared French dragoons. The 2 French Dragoon regiments were overwhelmed and driven back to the bridge, where they met the 3rd Regiment of the brigade, the 26th Dragoons, still crossing the bridge and moving in the opposite direction. In the resulting confusion, the French troopers, many unable to cross back over the bridge into Usagre, were hunted along the bank of the river by the British, some abandoning their horses and plunging into the water to escape the pursuing British cavalrymen. Latour Maubourg deployed another dragoon regiment on foot along the waterfront in the town to provide covering carbine fire in support of the regiments under attack, but with little effect. The survivors of Bron's brigade finally made their way back across the river, bringing the battle to a close. French casualties at the Battle of Usagre were around 200 killed or wounded and 100 officers and soldiers captured. The casualties of the British, Spanish and Portuguese were 20 killed or wounded. As a result of the battle, the river at Usagre became the demarcation line between the French and Allied armies until Soult began his advance later in the year. The 26th Dragoons, caught on the bridge during the Battle of Usagre, were the same regiment routed by the British 13th Light Dragoons at the Battle of Campo Mayor. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of Usagre. I hope you have enjoyed it, and I thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the British Battles website on the battle, where you will find images of the regiments that took part with a map of the battle.